Thank you very much. شكرا سيد الرئيس. يهنأ وفد بلادي.
Thank you, Chair. The delegation of Tunisia would like to congratulate the distinguished permanent representative of Iraq who is chairing this panel, and we thank the speakers for their precious contributions. This event is taking place whereas we're still coping with the COVID-19 crisis, which has weakened health and social systems and has given rise to growing inequalities. We are facing threats which jeopardize the progress already made in implementing the agenda, the 2030 agenda. We are witnessing a pandemic which is having an impact on health and education, as well as social coverage, economic, social, and cultural rights. And in particular, this is true for the most fragile categories of individuals in developing countries. This has given rise to inequalities inside and outside countries and runs counter to human rights standards. Despite the role played by women to cope with the pandemic and the efforts made by children, when it comes to discrimination and inequality, this pandemic has had an impact on children, persons of African descent, migrants, asylum seekers, and people living in conflict areas, who have suffered economically and socially. We need to stimulate once again the spirit of multilateralism to bring about economic and social recovery within the framework of a fair and equitable world order. Chair, since the appearance and the beginning of the pandemic, Tunisia has constantly called for bolstering international cooperation and more synergies as part of a coordinated worldwide approach for a coordinated collective response in accordance with the Sustainable Development Goals for 2030. The pandemic must become an element which fosters our efforts to bring about a just and equitable world order. As a non-permanent member of the Security Council, we have presented draft resolution 2538 to strengthen concepts of peace and stability internationally. We have also advocated dealing with debt issues and the recovery of improperly spent funds, taking into account the rights of all states without discrimination. We have also supported the statement of the Secretary General on the occasion of the 75th anniversary of the establishment of the United Nations. Thank you very much.